The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioPrint services.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
After a long 3 months of late nights and traipsing all over the Upper Cumberland, the regular season has ended and the postseason has finally arrived. Fourth-year Clay County head coach Matt Walker begins the search for his third consecutive sub-state appearance, and the first step for his 18-9 Lady Dogs comes here in Livingston tonight as they go toe-to-toe with Jared Hawkins and his 8-20 Trousdale County Lady Yellow Jackets. The season's two prior meetings have gone to the black and gold. However, the Lady Jackets have made them earn it. And you can bet they'll have their stingers at the ready tonight as we get set to call winner goes on, loser goes home, elimination basketball. It's the District 6A quarterfinals.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Park, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, give an in-depth tournament update, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthandRehab.com.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Biosciences of Salina now offers an industry game changer, now known as PMI Biopharma Solutions, which will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. Biopharma Solutions offers an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Biosciences PMI Biopharma Solutions. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our first Lady Bulldog coverage of the postseason. I'm Daniel Strong, set to describe the action to you. Joining us in a few moments will be former head coach Joe Sims, and for now I'm accompanied, as always, by the Horizon Sports Network shot caller, Thomas Weaver.
Shot caller, Daniel. You know, you mentioned it. It's a first of our postseason, but this is a night of firsts. First time we call one here at the home of the Hawkeye.
Yep.
You know, a former old rivalry foe here. And it's also the first time we committed to calling every postseason basketball game here for Clay County High School. And I tell you what, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a task. Almost night in and night out, but basketball.
We hope so that both these teams continue on. We do know that if the girls falter tonight, this is it for them.
No doubt. It's do or die for the Lady Dogs. They come in as the number three seed with high hopes of making a deep run, but they've got a capable opponent standing in their way tonight in the former Trousdale County.
Yeah, Trousdale's good. They have improved throughout the season. They've not won a lot of games, but you can bet that their seniors know this is their last game tonight if they don't perform.
Right, and another capable group is our sponsors, Daniel. We hit them up again to make this tournament coverage possible, and they answered the bell.
Well, I'm glad that they did, and as I've said before, I hope they personally tune in and listen because they're helping make a great thing happen.
They are, and, you know, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of our Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for all this post-season coverage that will be in the newspaper. You know, and this week's paper covered the big senior night wins over Van Buren County, and like we do in each broadcast, Daniel, here's a summary of what is out in print now in the stands and in the mail today about those games as we dive into our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. On a night where seniors Jake Ashlock, Mason Sharp, and Kelsey Roten, and manager Matt White, and cheerleaders Leanne Smith, Abigail Collins, and Taylor Smith were honored, the Lady Dogs beat the Lady Eagles 49-47 to finish 18-9 in the regular season, and the Dogs blew out the Eagles 68-43 to improve their record to 24-3. You know, the Clay County girls escaped with a two-point win after leading by as many as 11 in the fourth quarter, Daniel, after the Lady Dogs used a 10-0 run to get that lead. And then Van Buren caught fire down the stretch and pulled within one with under a minute remaining. And with time ticking away, the Lady Eagles are forced to foul, and Katie Arms iced the narrow Clay County win at the free throw line.
Yeah, Clay County, they played some tight ones this year, but Thomas, they found a way to win twice as many as they've lost with that 18-9 record.
They did. Riley Butcher led the way with 16. Arms scored 12. Cobus had 10, while Eliza Jenkins 6, Marley Ashlock 3, and Lauren Weaver also found the basket with 2 points. The boys' game followed a different path than the girls' contest as the Dogs dominated from start to finish. Clay County led 21-10 at the end of the first quarter before going on to claim the 25-point victory. Grant Strong paced the Dogs with a game-high 25 points. Gunnar Silk also had a good night with 15. Jeff Spivey, 9. Jake Ashlock, 6. Alec Kerr, 6. Mason Sharp, 3. Keaton Arms, 2. And John Hamilton, 2. And that rounded out the Dogs' scoring. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game, just like we talked about in your Dale Hollow Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we prepare for Clay County versus Trousdale County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Dale Hollow One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Dale Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. We'll go ahead and do the Budget Pest Control District 6A Girls Tournament Update. Action that took place Monday night saw 5 and 8 seed Gordonsville and Monterey participate in the first contest of the tournament. Gordonsville won that one 42-38, sending the Monterey Lady Wildcats home for the season. Gordonsville will now play the number 4 seed Red Bull and Springs Lady Bulldogs in a contest that's going to come up here tonight at 7:30. The other game that took place Monday night, the 6th seed Trousdale County Lady Yellow Jackets played the 7th seed Jackson County Lady Blue Devils. Trousdale County winners in that one 60-44, sending head coach Jim Brown and his Lady Blue Devils home for the year. And that did place Trousdale County in this District 6A quarterfinal game with 3rd seed Clay County that we're about to call here in about 5 minutes. Further tournament action, the winner of tonight's contest between Clay and Trousdale goes on to play Pickett County on Friday night, and the winner of the Gordonsville Red Bowling Contest goes on to play Clark Range Friday night. The District 6A Girls Consolation and Championship games will take place on Monday night, the championship at 7:30, the consolation at 6:30. Quickly, we'll look at the District 5A girls bracket. Only 4 teams in that district. Of course, we match up with them for region play. Number 1 seed Whipple plays number 4 seed Hardy Memorial on Thursday night. And number 2 seed Van Buren County plays number 3 seed South Pittsburgh on Thursday night. We'll keep you updated on that district as we move on forward into our District 6A tournament. This tournament update has been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Don't wait. Exterminate.
FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Now it's time for Tipsy's final take here on the CarQuest pregame show. It's the last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Ollie's today, Tipsy said tonight it's all about this Lady Dog team setting the tone for the postseason. They need to come in here and dominate from start to finish. Get the big three going. Bradley Burchett, Katie Arms, Rachel Copas. You know, they're three of the best players in this league, and they need to play like it tonight and use this one as a tune-up for what will be a huge one come Friday night if we get past Trousdale County. But you know, the Lady Yellow Jackets will give us a few problems this year. and that could be easier said than done, don't you think, Coach?
I definitely agree with that. You know, down there, we jumped out to a big lead, but you know, got down to the last quarter, and you know, it was anybody's game. They cut it to two at one time, and I came over Monday night and watched Trousdale beat Jackson County, I guess it was. It really wasn't a 16-point game, but, you know, the longer the game went, the more they kept pulling away. It was about a 2-point game at halftime. You know, I think getting the Donahoe girl back, I think when we played them the last time was her first game,
yeah.
So she's got several games under her belt now, so that's really helped them. Their big girl inside, I don't know what her name is, but she's pretty good. I guess a couple little guards that aren't bad, so,
yeah.
You know, they're not just going to lay down and let us beat them. We're going to have to play tonight, and, you know, hopefully we can. Hopefully we'll play, you know, like we have sometimes this year. And,
right.
And not play like we have at other times this year. We've been pretty up and down,
been
you know.
Been juggling hard, yeah.
So, you know, hopefully we can play good.
Folks, this has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Molly's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today.
Okay.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioFriend services.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, we are set now for this District 6A quarterfinal. Starter is going to be announced to the crowd here at Livingston High School. First, we'll go ahead and announce those starters for Trousdale County. They are the visiting team. Number 2, Claire Belcher. Number 14, Chloe Donahoe. Number 12, Josie Garrett. Number 22, Kaylin Donahoe, and number 32, Tori Simmons. Trousdale County, 8-20 on the season. They are head coached by Jared Hawkins. The home team tonight in this contest due to the higher seeding. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, head coached by Matt Walker in his fourth season. 84-44 overall record, 18-9 on this season. Starting a freshman, number 23, Bradley Burchett. A sophomore, number 11, Eliza Jenkins. A junior, number 22, Mari Ashlock. A junior, number 20, Rachel Copas. And a junior, number 24, Katie Arms. The girls' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. Trousdale County going to be the visiting team tonight. They're dressed in purple jerseys, purple shorts. They have gold numerals there. On those jerseys, they'll be shooting at the hoop to our left during this first half of action. Clay County, the home team, they're dressed in the white jerseys tonight with black numerals on them. They'll be shooting at the hoop to our right.
Trailsdale County, the hooper early of Clay County, the hooper right during this first half. Bradley Burgett, the freshman, and the senior Torrey Simmons step in to jump it off and get this elimination basketball game started. Simmons controls the tip. Eliza Jenkins ends up with the ball, though. She goes to Copas. Copas throws it away in the paint. Jenkins picks up the loose ball. Copas out top. Caddy Arms three-pointer left wing. Oh. It's good. Nice start.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Clay County up 3-0. It looks like junior Caddy Arms has come to play tonight. Trailsdale County with the basketball. Belcher across the line. Works to Kaylin Donahoe. Kaylin over to Coley Donahoe. Now back to Belcher at left wing. She drives against Marnie Ashlock. And the touch foul going to be called against Ashlock. Ooh. First of the contest.
Well, that's pretty picky.
Yeah, this one's tight, looks like.
Very light contact by Marvin. She does get the foul, though. Coley Donahoe to inbound for Trailsdale. She works it into Simmons. Simmons back to Donahoe. Donahoe cross-court to Belcher. She's at right wing. Drives all the way into the paint. Loses the handle on the ball. It goes off her knee. Clay County gets the possession. Lady Dogs up 3-0 early. Less than a minute going off this quarter. Caddy Arms, left wing, back to Copas out top. Tries to go inside to Burcher, a high post. Throws that one away. Coley Donahoe comes up with the loose ball. Works it ahead to Josie Garrett. Garrett in right corner. Gives it back to Donahoe. Donahoe cross-court to Belcher at left wing. Tries to drive against Ashlock. She cuts her off. Step back three is no good. Rebound Ashlock. She hands off to Copas. Copas across the timeline. She's working it right wing, gives it to Burchett at baseline, across the paint to Jenkins, outside the arm, she fires, no good on that three-pointer, rebounded by Eliza Jenkins, keeps it alive for Clay County, hands it back to Arms, back out top to Copas, Copas loses the handle on the ball, Rachel a little jittery here to start, going to have to settle in, Copas does have it out top, kicks it to Arms, Arms inside to Burchett, and that pass knocked away, Trailsdale County doing a nice job getting in the passing lanes, Coach Sim.
I think that's more our fault than what they did, though.
Bradley Burchett comes up with a steal as they try to go inside to Simmons. She goes coast to coast, and his foul hard goes to the floor here at Livingston High School, and she'll go to the line to shoot, too. Her layup was no good, but she is at the line to shoot.
You know, we're seeing more and more of Burchett in the open floor, guys. You know, she can handle the ball
for a post player. Yeah.
Doing well. In the last few games, we've seen her kind of get the rebound, pull it down, and start the break, and sometimes take it coast to coast like that.
Burchett hits the first of her two free throws. During regular season play, she was pretty solid from the line. Around a 68% shooter. She does miss the second one here. Simmons pulls down the rebound, gives it to Donahoe. Donahoe across the timeline, works to Belcher. Belcher at high post, kicks it back out to Coley Donahoe. Donahoe sends it over to Kaylin Donahoe. She fires a three, and it's good. And we are started to stay tied up. However, Clay County with a one-point lead, 4-3, 6 minutes left in the first quarter. Riley Burgett with it, free throw line, kicks it out to Arms at left wing. Now back to Copas out top, back inside to Burgett. She drives the right side of the lane, running jumper good.
Might have got away with a walk that time.
I thought maybe she had an extra step. She's got to where she cradles the ball as she approaches the hoop and sometimes maybe takes an extra step, but they did allow it. Foul called on the floor. I think Copas is going to pick it up.
I'm seeing Trousdale County going to that 2-3 zone that the Lady Dogs have seen so much of, Coach. It's going to be a big key for them tonight.
Yeah, I think that's their base defense anyway. That's what they played the other night against Jackson County the whole game.
That foul actually was against Marty Ashlock, who picks up her second. She goes out. Cherokee Upton, the sophomore, checks in. On the floor for Clay County, Jenkins, Copas, Upton, Arms, and Burchett. Trailsdale works it into Donahoe. She goes across the line to Kayla Donahoe. Now ahead to Josie Garrett.
Well, shooting a three.
Three-pointer was no good, but she was fouled. Was it Katie that fouled?
Yeah.
Caddy Arms picks up the foul. And we see Josie Garrett go to the line to shoot a rare three free throws.
Arms just closing out on that one. Done a good job at that, but got her on the arm, didn't she, Coach?
Yeah, sure did.
First free throw's good by Garrett. 6-4 the score. She has a chance to tie. She makes all three. Misses the second. Missed everything. Strange to see her knock down one, then shoot an air ball.
Amazes me when they do that. You see college players do it.
Yeah. Garrett misses the third, but off the front of the iron. A little too short on the shot. Burgett with the rebound. 6-4 the score. Clay County in front by 2. 5.5 minutes left to play in this opening quarter. Upton with it. Right wing. Back out to Copas up top. Now Arms left wing. Left corner Jenkins. Back out to Arms. She drives. Kicks it back out to Copas. Wanted to shoot the 3. Thought better of it. Works inside to Burgett. Back out to Copas. She drives left baseline. 8-foot jumper. Swatted away by Torrey Simmons. Donahoe comes up with the loose ball. Chloe Donahoe, that is. The senior guard comes across the line, works to Kaylin Donahoe. She fires a 3, no good. Rebound, Burgett. Burgett going to bring it herself down the court. Gets all the way to the free throw line. Now the right block.
And the foul.
Jumper is good. And they're going to say she was fouled and will go to the line to try to complete the 3-point play. Way to finish for the freshman.
That's right.
Simmons picks up her first personal of the contest.
Burchett really aggressive tonight. You know,
yeah,
she's putting her head down, going to the hole. And, you know,
court.
Staying a little more under control when she does it this time.
She is at line here. Prepares to try to complete this 3-point play. It's away, too strong, off the back of the iron, rebounded by Belcher. Clay County leads by 3, 7-4. 4:45 left in this opening quarter. Kaylin Donahoe works to Chloe Donahoe. Now back to Kaylin. Now corner to Claire Belcher. She drives baseline, loses the handle of the ball. They're going to say that she committed an offensive foul. Claire Belcher coming in too hard. It was Bradley Burchett that got down on the baseline, set up shop, and drew the charge. .435 and ticking, opening quarter. Copas with the ball out top, gives to Burchett at the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Copas. Now Katie Arms, left wing. Back out to Copas. Now back to Katie. Katie puts it on the floor. Goes across court to Upton. She immediately fires the 3 when she gets it. No good. Rebounded by Burchett. Burchett working in the paint. Can't go back up with it, so she kicks back out to Copas. Now to Arms. Arms drives all the way to right block. Her shot's up. No good. Rebounded by Simmons. Simmons, outlet pass ahead is going to be received by Donahoe. She hands off to Simmons. Simmons misses that shot. Actually, it was Josie Garrett, and the ball's knocked out of bounds by Garrett. Clay County gets the possession. Halfway through this first quarter, exactly 4 minutes on the clock, 8-4 the score. Kind of a low-scoring affair here, Ernie.
Yeah, but at least we're ahead.
That's right. We have them doubled up currently. It is only a 2-possession game, though, 8-4 the score. Clay County with the basketball. Upton at right wing with it. Gives the Copas out top. She fires a long 3. No good. Rebounded. Rebound's actually knocked out of bounds by Kayla Donahoe. Clay County going to inbound from the sideline. District 6A awards team were announced last week. When we get a break in action, we'll update you on which Lady Bulldogs made the first, second, third teams in District 6A. The inbound play went inside to Burgett. And a foul's been called against Clay County.
I thought that was on the Hartsville girls.
Called it on Burchett.
Yes, I thought they was on her back.
Bradley Burchett called for the offensive foul. Her first, Clay County's fourth of this contest. 3:30 and ticking here, first quarter. Clay County 8, Trousdale 4. Donahoe out top with it. Goes to Garrett, back to Donahoe. Chloe Donahoe drives against Eliza Jenkins. Now circles back out to right corner where Jenkins is going to be called for the reach-in foul. 5 team fouls against Clay County here early in this first quarter, 3:15 mark, and we've already got them within 2 fouls of the bonus.
Yeah, we don't need to get them in a 1-1 here in the first quarter.
Donahoe inbounds to Kaylin Donahoe. She goes inside to Simmons, the senior post player. First shot of the night, no good. Rebound, Burchett. Burchett ahead to Copas. Copas now into the paint. She's at right block, running jumper's good. Rachel Copas with her first points of the night, putting her team up 10-4. A little bit of pressure now in the backcourt by Clay County. And a foul going to be called against Copas. Coach Sims, there was no question about that.
No, that was definitely a foul there.
Copas taking out the ball carrier for the ball handler.
But it's more like a football play.
There's a 6 feet foul, too. We're shooting on the next one.
That is right.
We still got almost 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Going to be a long second quarter.
It is, and of course that bucket started with defense. Good job by Burchett and Arms doubling down on Simmons on this other end, Daniel.
Simmons can hurt us inside if we let her. Trousdale hitting the 3-pointer. It was Kaylin Donahoe, the sophomore, knocking it down.
10-7 now the score. One possession game. A steal. Burchett has it knocked away by Simmons. Simmons gives to Kalen Donahoe. Kalen hands over to Chloe Donahoe. Donahoe now at the top of the key for Trailsdale. Gives off to Garrett. Her three-pointer good. We're tied up. We saw Trailsdale shoot well the first time, or the second time rather, these teams met, and they're doing it here early tonight. 2:20 remaining. District 6A quarterfinal, first quarter, tied up between Trailsdale and Clay County.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation.
Back here under action, coming out of that timeout. 2:15 ticking here, first quarter. 10-10 the score, and we continue to try to play ads. I'm going to talk to about Thomas Burchett. Has it inside the Weaver. Her shot's up, no good. Rebounded by Simmons. Simmons dishes off to Donahoe. Donahoe works across the timeline. She's defended by Weaver. Tries to drive against her. Weaver cuts her off. Good defense. Denies the shot. Burchett comes up with the loose ball, and she's stripped by Simmons. Simmons going to be called for the foul. It was inadvertent. She didn't mean to do it,
but she did take it down. Yeah.
And that's the second foul against Tori Simmons. It'll be nice to see her go to the bench, and she does. Checking in for Trailsdale. Looks like number 44, Kristen Eversole.
I think she got a little foul trouble the first half Monday night. I remember she stood out most of the second quarter.
Trailsdale with more seniors than Clay County. Certainly they feel the desperation here, potentially playing in their last game as Briley Burchett drives inside and adds two more points, putting Clay County in front, 12-10. Minute and a half left in this opening quarter on the floor for Clay County. Lauren Weaver, Katie Arms, Rachel Kovas, Cherokee Upton, and Briley Burchett. Three-pointer taken and hit by Kayla Donahoe, and they're three for their last three from behind the arc.
Donahoe's 3-for-3, Daniel.
That's deep.
In his first quarter.
About 5 feet behind the arc.
She was Gardner, but she didn't think she'd shoot it that far.
Katie Arms with it on the offensive end for Clay County. Her running jumper no good, and a foul's going to be called against the Lady Bulldog. I'll have to wait to see who committed
the infraction. They're going to be 1-1 now.
The foul was on the floor, but as Coach Sims said, they are now in the 1-1, and Trailsdale will go to the line to shoot.
Yeah, there's some players you guard out to the three-point line, and there are some players you have to guard beyond the three-point line. Evidently, this 22 is one of those.
Yeah, tonight she is anyway.
Well, we were preparing, we'd always, how far are we going to guard them out this game, you know, by how far they could hit it, you know.
Kirsten Eversole knocks down the front end of the 1-1, earning the right to shoot the second. Trousdale's in front, 14-12.
You know, Donahoe had 2 points in that last contest down in Marshall, guys. She got 9.
She played good the other night. She hit some shots.
Caleb, the younger Donahoe. Both of those free throws hit by Eversole. 15-12 the score. Clay County trails by 3. Copas out top with it. Kicks it over to Hayes. She fires a three-pointer. No good. Kept alive by Weaver. She's got it out around the free throw line, and they're going to say she traveled. Looks like contact was there from Kayla Donahoe, but she is not caught with the foul. 53.9 seconds on the clock. Trail's still going to inbound it here. Less than a minute to play in the first quarter. Lady Yellow Jackets have a 3-point lead, 15-12. Chloe Donahoe out top, drives against Weaver, gets down into the lane, and they're going to say a blocking foul called, and I'm afraid, actually, they called this against Trailsdale.
Yeah.
I think I got Eversole there on a moving top
screen. Yeah, illegal screen.
Donahoe took it to the goal there, Daniel.
Eversole picks up her first. They never announced it here. And I can't, they hadn't put it on the board, so I'm going to go with Thomas's call. 30 seconds left to play in the first. Clay County with the ball. Weaver out top. Has it taken away from her by Kayla Donahoe. 25 seconds and ticking. Trailsdale with the three-point lead and the basketball. Belcher with it. Left wing working against Rachel Copas. Picks up her dribble. Dishes inside to wide open Eversole. And Trailsdale has their biggest lead of the night. 17-12. A five-point lead. 12 seconds left, first quarter action. Copas out top, works to Hayes left wing inside to Burchett. She tries to shoot from about 8 feet, and that shot must have been partially deflected. That or it was a tried to...
I think she's trying to go high low to Lawrence down there.
Okay. Yeah, just a pass a little too strong out of bounds.
Weaver turned to block out her man when she saw Burchett go up. Burchett went to the dump it down to her, and it was kind of in between, I think, Coach.
Now, communication. 5 seconds left. Coy Donahoe with the ball, driving down the court. 2 seconds now. 10-foot jumper, no good. First quarter ends here. Trailsdale County with a 5-point lead, 17-12. This is the District 6A quarterfinals on the Horizon Sports Network.
In Dementia Care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living in the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle Farmer.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy. Livingston Academy here in Livingston, Tennessee, and where Clay County trails Trousdale County 17-12 at the end of the first quarter. The Lady Yellow Jackets closed out that first period, Daniel, on a 5-0 run to get this 5-point lead. The game was, actually, it had been more than that. I'm sorry. 7-0 run there.
We beat them handily before Christmas at home. We beat them by 5 at Hartsville this third meeting. You can see this Trousdale County Yellow Jacket team much improved over the first contest that they met Clay County in. Trousdale with the basketball to start this second quarter. Garrett with it, left corner, gives to Donahoe. Now Ebersole, who has it at high post, kicks it back out to Donahoe. Now Belcher, right wing, tries to drive against Ashcock. She can't do it. Belcher with it. She's in a heap of trouble now with good defense coming from Clay County. And the ball's knocked out of bounds by Bradley Burchett as Belcher tried to get rid of it. Trailsdale going to inbound from in front of the Lady Dog bench. We're sitting here high atop the visiting bleachers at Livingston Academy. The two teams across the court from us on the bench. Trailsdale is working at the hoop to our left from the vantage point we're calling from. 7.5 minute mark, second quarter. Trailsdale 17, Clay County 12. Garrett with it, free throw line, kicks down to Donahoe. Her three-pointer, no good, rebounded by Burchett. Bradley's already got about 6 rebounds in this contest. She gives it ahead to Copas. Copas all the way into the paint, to the hoop, and they're going to say that she was fouled and will go to line to shoot two. Have to listen to announcer Kevin King here. Belcher picks up the personal foul. Longtime head baseball coach down at Jackson County, Kevin King, doing the announcing now for the district tournament. Copas hits the first free throw there. He's a good guy, Coach King.
Yeah. I don't think he coaches baseball now, does he?
No. No, he got out.
He's been doing these district tournaments for several years now.
Second free throw is away. Also good, Rachel, with two nice shots there. Clay County 14, Trousdale 17. 7 minutes to play, second quarter. Trousdale with the ball. And we're going to have a foul called against Josie Garrett. Eliza,
we're the one
Jiggins,
one now.
Yes. Eliza Jiggins had stepped in front of a long pass, and she was knocked out of the way by Garrett. And as Coach Sims said, Clay County will go to the line to shoot the front end of the 1-1. Each team has 17 fouls. Going to be a long quarter here, perhaps, depending on the foul calls. Jenkins at the line to shoot the front end. Misses it. Rebounded by Kaylin Donahoe. Donahoe gives off to Chloe Donahoe. Chloe brings it across the timeline, runs the point for Trousdale, gives it back off to Kaylin. Kaylin defended by Rachel Copas. Pushes off of her, shoots a 12-foot jumper. It's good. Donahoe having a career night. She's
yes,
a sophomore.
She's their best player tonight.
19-14 the score. Trousdale in front. Arms with it, left wing. Katie back in action after she set with two fouls early. We try to work inside to Burchett, but Jenkins' pass is stolen by Donahoe. She comes down across the timeline. Picks up the dribble, gives to Garrett at right wing. Now back to Coy Donahoe. Tried to go inside to Ebersole, throws it away. Clay County with an opportunity here, and we need points. The score, Trousdale 19, Clay County 14, 6:28 mark of the second quarter.
You know, just a 5-point ball game, guys. Clay County's okay. Trousdale County's shooting better than they probably have all season long.
Especially the one girl.
They've done a great job so far to help weather this storm here.
We need to kind of clean it up down here and quit being so sloppy on offense.
Turn it over. Of an identity.
Yeah, I mean, they're just playing a 2-3. You can't pass into it. Just move it around and get them to move it.
Here we are again trying to feed the post inside. Virchie can't handle it. A lot of contact. And Jenkins and a Trousdale County Lady Jacket go to the floor for the ball, and a foul's called on somebody. I believe Jenkins
is going to the line.
Go to the line to shoot. Eversole picks up her second foul, and Eliza's at the line. This was not a shooting foul, so it is a 1-1.
Cherokee comes back in. You think this would be a game that she would shine, them playing a 2-3, you know.
Opportunity to shoot outside.
Right. But you got to get them to moving before you get those open shots, and we hadn't really done that much yet.
You talked about swinging it around
right,
the
perimeter. Right, you got to swing it, you know, get them moving 2 or 3 times, then you'll get a good shot.
Jenkins with some big shots there, hit both of those free throws. 19-16 the score. Clay County trails by 3. Just under 6 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Trailsdale with the basketball. Garrett in right corner was in a trap. And a timeout was taken by head coach Garrett Hawkins, who knew his guard was in trouble down in the corner of the trap there. 5:52 remaining, second quarter, Trailsdale 19, Clay County 16.
Listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer, now known as PMI Biopharma Solutions, which will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. Biopharma Solutions offers an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's PMI Biopharma Solution. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
The wait is over.
Back live here on the Horizon Sports Network.
5:52
remaining here in the second quarter. Trailsdale County with the basketball. Donahoe with it right wing. Kicks it across to Garrett. Garrett now left wing. She tries to drive inside. Eliza Jenkins comes up with a steal. The sophomore with it comes across the timeline. She works to the top of the key. Has it stolen from her by Kaylin Donahoe. A turnover begets another turnover. And yet another one. 3 turnovers in a row as now Coy Donahoe takes an extra step and Clay County gets the ball back.
You know, Coach, on that last possession before the timeout, it's all a little full-court pressure. To me, I think we can trap this team and kind of speed them up. They don't have many ball handlers.
Yeah, we were able to some the first 2 times. I don't know. With them in 1-1, I was always pretty cautious about pressing.
Okay.
You know, when the team gets in 1-1, because if you are, it's you're gonna foul some. You know, when you're pressing full court.
Well, that's why I kind of why I posed that question to you.
Clay County with the basketball, arms left wing, drives inside, left hand layup's good, and she was fouled. Katie will go to the line to try to complete this 3-point play. 19-17, the score. Chloe Donahoe picks up the foul, her first personal. Eliza Jenkins checks out as Lauren Weaver comes in.
First basket for Arm since she made that opening 3, guys. We got to get her going.
Yeah, she needs to get going. We're at our best, but she's playing good.
Going through this postseason, if we can get out of this one tonight, we've got to have Arms, Copas, and Merchant accounting for 30-plus between those three
tonight.
Oh, yeah,
at least more.
Hopefully 40.
Tie ball game, guys.
It is 19-19. I stopped talking there for a minute.
It was 19-17. We hit a foul shot.
Well, it was. I think perhaps Thomas, do you show that to be correct?
That's correct.
Okay,
with the 2 corners.
Good.
Okay,
scoreboard problems over here. Getting the right score up.
Yeah, the official stopped play there for a moment to get it straight. 19-19, all tied up here.
One of those games of the night, somebody hit a 3 and they put it on the wrong side, and they had to stop play to get it straightened out. But they did get it straightened out.
Clay County basketball. Copas left corner, drives inside, tries to feed Burchett. Burchett can't hang on, knocked out of bounds by Trailsdale County. Clay County going to inbound from in front of the Clay County High School student section. A good contingency of students have made the short trip over to Livingston to watch the Lady Dogs play here. Bradley Burchett gets mauled by 2 different Lady Jackets. They're going to call number 3, Kenley Brown, for the foul, and Bradley will go to the line to shoot 2. The inbound play was a simple one. Just worked directly into Bradley at right block. She went up with the shot.
And like I said, was under heavy duress from two different lady jackets. And Bradley misses her first free throw.
Simple little inbounds play, but it works a lot.
Oh,
the
yeah.
screener comes, and as soon as you set the screen, you turn around, and you got two hands to the ball.
Kelsey Roden checks into the contest. Her first time tonight, the lone senior on Matt Walker's squad. Burchett hits the second free throw, and Clay County has their first lead in quite some time. 20-19, one-point advantage for the Lady Dawgs. 4.5 minutes remain, second quarter action on the floor for Clay County. Lauren Weaver, Kelsey Roden, Bradley Burchett, Katie Arms, and Rachel Copas. Trailsdale with the basketball, Brown with it. Works across to Morgan White. White back to Donahoe. Donahoe drives in, running jumper, no good. Rebounded by Roden. Kelsey's done a nice job this year in the time she's had on the court playing as a senior for her team. She gives it up to Copas now at right wing. Rachel surveys the defense. We still see this 2-3 zone. They're trying to prevent Bradley Burchett from having a big night. Weaver out top. We do see him kind of swinging around the perimeter now. Copas drives inside, draws the defense to her, gives to Burchett. Burchett kicks out to Weaver. Weaver to Roden. Roden to Arms at right wing. Katie inside to Burchett. One-on-one against Simmons. A lot of pressure. Shots up. No good, but she is fouled. And that's going to be the third personal against Tori Simmons. If we get her on the bench, Coach, that gives us an advantage.
Yeah, yeah.
Again,
she already set out some, you know. I didn't realize she came back in the game. But, yeah, that's three on her. That's really good for us.
Burchett misses at the line again. She's shooting around 50%
tonight.
Yeah,
she's hitting one, missing one every time.
Yep.
Like.
Talk about Burchett being aggressive. She is against Simmons here tonight. I think, you know, Simmons got in her head a little bit down there in Trousdale County, blocked a few shots on her, and Burchett already got three fouls on her, so she's doing a good job in the post.
Playing well. She did miss both of those free throws. Katie Arms with a big defensive play. Mark Simmons' shot down in the paint. She's got the ball, comes across the timeline. Perhaps a momentum swing here for Clay County. It's still 20-19. They do have a one-point lead. Copas with it at left wing. Works inside the Burchett. Burchett against Simmons. Burchett shot up. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Off of a lady jacket. No, they reverse the call. They say it's off of Burchett. And Trailsdale going to inbound. Belcher and Eversole check back in for Trailsdale County. 3 minutes and 14 seconds remaining here in this second quarter. 20-19, Clay County in front. Trousdale County with the basketball. White with it, right wing. Morgan White knocks out a 14-foot jumper.
Who's that girl?
Her first points of the night, and Trousdale back in front by one, 21-20. Burchett with it, free throw line, under pressure. Gives it back up to Copas. Rachel drives, running jumper. Good. Copas knocks it down. Clay County back in front, 22-21. These teams just swapping the lead with each trip now. We've got an offensive foul called against Corey Donahoe. Katie Arms there in the backcourt just snuck in right in front of her, drew the contact, and Corey Donahoe picks up her second personal. Arms will not shoot free throws here since it was an offensive foul, but Trousdale now with 10 team fouls, so it's double bonus rest of the way for Clay County.
That's right.
You know,
I call to win either way.
Yeah.
You know, if that's on Katie, that's three on her.
Talk about getting Arms going. Two possessions in a row on the defensive end. Drew a charge, blocked a shot. Here she comes.
Katie's the one. We've got a lot of great players, but I call Katie Arms out in these games. As we go down this postseason, we're going to live or die with her. She's the emotional leader. She's the veteran player, her and Copas. I call on Katie Arms to put this team on her shoulders and lead by example and take care of business. We're seeing that these last few moments.
Brady needs to make these foul shots. She missed her last two.
Burchett at the line to shoot two. Shots away. No good.
Actually, oh, yeah, it went in. About five bounces and it bounced in.
That one was good. 23-21. 2:32 remaining here in the first half. Burchett shooting another one. It's away. Missed everything on that one. He goes out of bounds. Trousdale County going to inbound from the baseline. 23-21, Clay County in front. Full court pressure now being applied. You come for it, Thomas. Here it is. Belcher working with it. Gets past Jenkins. Comes all the way down, hands it to Garrett, Garrett to Donahoe. She fires a three. No good, too strong off the back of the iron. Rebound, Bradley Burchett. Burchett having a great night on the boards. She works ahead to Copas. Copas at left wing.
Now comes to the top of the key, picks up the dribble, gives to Kelsey Roten. Now back to Copas. Eliza Jenkins, free throw line outside to Hayes. Fires a three.
Hey, she hit one.
Zoe Hayes knocking down her first points of the contest. Hayes has not hit a lot of threes of late, and that was a big one. Putting her team in front by five, 26-21. 2 minutes left in the second quarter. Timeout taken by Trousdale County.
When it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Clay County with the basketball, and an official timeout taken. Here is a Lady Yellow Jacket was tying her shoe. Clay County getting inbound again. Minute 51 left here. Second quarter action. Clay County in front by 5, 26-21. Copas with it out top. Picks up the dribble. Goes to Arm. She fires a three. Left wing, no good. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds. I think by Jenkins, they've yet to call it, though. They're going to say a foul was called on Eliza.
Yep, they called it.
Second personal for Eliza. Claire Belcher going to go to the line to shoot the 1-1. That was the 8th team foul against Clay County. So, Coach, we've only had that's the first foul call against us this quarter.
Yeah that's really good.
They had 7 with 3 minutes left in the first. Yeah. Belcher at the line, shots away. It's good. She earns the right to shoot the second. 26-22 the score. Clay County with the advantage. Belcher fires the second. It's also good. We got a 3-point game, 26-23. Minute 40 remaining here, second quarter. Copas goes to Arms, left wing. Katie picks up the dribble, gives to Hayes. Hayes across to Copas. Now Jenkins free throw line, back out to Arms. Baseline jumper good by Hayes. 5 points for Zoe Hayes here in this second quarter. And she looks like she's getting comfortable now with that shot. Katie Arms comes down, comes up with a big steal, a good hustle play by the junior. She comes back into the front court, gives off to Hayes. Hayes working it right wing, loses the handle on the ball, gets it back, gives to Arms. Katie drives, circles back out,
she's
hacked by Kaylin Donahoe. Donahoe, the leading scorer for Trousdale County, she's got somewhere in the mid-teens here in this first half, I believe. A minute 7 remains as Katie Arms is at the line to shoot 2. 28-23, the score. We'll try to catch up with head coach Rob Edwards from the boys' side during halftime of this contest. After Thomas comes on at the front end of the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show, gives the stats from the first half, play a few ads, come back and talk to Coach Edwards if we can get him up here. He's got a big one coming up Saturday night, district semifinal action. Katie misses both of those free throws, Thomas. Hit one, missed one.
Yeah.
It was 29-23, but Trousdale comes down quickly, scores 29-25. Clay County back with it. Rachel Copas in the paint, running jumper, no good. Rebound Jenkins. She works back out to Copas. 45 seconds left, second quarter. Copas to Arms, now back to Rachel. Rachel drives into the paint, kicks down low to Jenkins. Now Burgett. Burgett good. Right block shot good by Bridie. She's in the double figures now, I believe. 30 seconds and ticking. Second quarter action. Claire Belcher with it. They're going to say that she was fouled on the floor by Zoe Hayes. Hayes with her first personal, a reach-in foul. That is the 9th team foul against Clay County, so still 1-1. It was not a shooting foul. Belcher at the line.
She seems to be a really good shooter, too.
Yeah. Yeah, she's been solid at least tonight. Next broadcast will be providing Clay County wins this one. Will be Friday night in girls semifinal action. The winner of this game will go on to play Pickett County.
Belcher does hit the front end there, earns the right to shoot the second. It's away, also good. 31-27 the score, Clay County with a four-point lead. 25 seconds and ticking. Second quarter action. Copas with it out top. Kicks over to Katie Arms, down to 20 seconds now. Hayes in left corner, back out top to Upton, back to Hayes. Hands off now to Copas, 12 seconds. Back to Zoe Hayes, back to Copas, 8 seconds. Inside the Burgess, she works against Eversell, goes baseline, kicks it to Hayes, 3 seconds, shots up, it's good. Zoe Hayes with 7 points in this second quarter. Career came on strong for Clay County. They now have a 6-point lead. 33-27 after the sophomore puts the exclamation point on this first half of action. Stay with us here in this District 6A quarterfinal. We're now going to go to the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver. A midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Bacon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the first postseason edition of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where the Clay County Lady Bulldogs lead Trousdale County 33-27 here in quarterfinal action. And Clay County did it by outscoring the Lady Yellow Jackets 21-10 in the second quarter after trailing by 5, 17-12 at the end of one.
Zoe Hayes has come off the bench and provided the spark for Clay County. She has 7 points all in that second quarter, and Briley Burchett has 11 total for Clay County. Katie Arms also played well. She has 7. Rachel Copas has 6, and Eliza Jenkins has 2. Leading the Lady Yellow Jackets is Kaylin Donahoe with 11. She is 3 for 3 from three-pointers for 9 of those 11. Claire Belcher has 6. Josie Garrett has 4. Kirsten Eversall, 4. And Morgan White, 2 for Trousdale County. Again, Clay County leads Trousdale County 33-27. They're up by 6 here in the District 6A quarterfinals at Livingston Academy.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer, now known as PMI Biopharma Solutions, which will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. Biopharma Solutions offers an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's PMI Biopharma Solutions. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Back here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Here from Livingston, Tennessee, this District 6A quarterfinal. Clay County leading by 6 at the half, 33-27. Joined now by Clay County Bulldog boys head coach Rob Edwards, who has a big game coming up this Saturday night. District 6A semifinals are automatically placed there thanks to their number one seed coming out of regular season play. Coach, you'll have the winner of Pickett County and Red Bull. And before we talk about that one, though, congratulations on another outstanding regular season. I believe 24-3, just an amazing record to head into this postseason.
Yeah, Daniel, I'll be honest with you, probably a little better than maybe myself, along with a lot of people, expected when the season started. But this group matured really quickly. The chemistry is really good between them, and things started falling in place, and we gained some confidence early in the year, and just through Christmas, the same thing, and won some games and against some tough teams, and the confidence grew and just kept getting a little bit better.
How much do you give credit to your two seniors, Mason Sharp and Jake Ashlock, for helping foster those young players along through this long season? And how big a role have they played, not only in their time on the court, but just in the locker room, in practice, everywhere else?
Well, like I've said all year long, those two guys have set a great example for these young guys, not only as basketball players, but as student athletes, and just being good people in general. But they played a huge role in bringing these young guys along and introducing them to a high school practice versus a junior high practice.
Why, sure.
And no offense to junior high practices, obviously, but it is different. The game plans are a little more intricate, and they've done a good job of teaching these guys what they need to pay attention to.
What about this District 6A semifinal you've got coming? Of course, it's going to be tough either way, whether it's Red Bull and Dalton Marsh down low or Pickett County and their plethora of good shooting guards outside. It's not going to be easy, is it?
It's not. You know, both of those teams present challenges for us. They're both hard to defend in their own right. You know, and it's difficult. We know that we're going to play one of those, but it's hard to practice these last few days for either one because they're so different. But, you know, we've been working on ourselves a lot and trying to iron out a few little kinks and get ready for a postseason run, hopefully.
I guess the most comforting thing about all of it, it's not an elimination game. You won't see elimination basketball until the region quarterfinals, so you're guaranteed two more contests. Certainly getting that number one seed coming out of the regular season paid off greatly in having that opportunity.
Well, this new tournament format that the coaches elected to do this year has really made the regular season mean a lot more as far as seeding toward the end of the season. So, we're happy to be where we're at, and, you know, hopefully we can get some luck early on and get rolling.
Congratulations to you, Coach. Look forward to calling that one Saturday night. We'll let you hop off and get Thomas back on here.
All righty. Thank you, Dan.
Well, y'all are under action. And Katie Arms quickly adds 2 points to start this third quarter, just like she did, Coach, at the start of the game.
That's right. Yeah, we took it up to 8-point lead. That's the biggest lead of the game, I guess, for either team.
Yeah, I think so, for either squad. 35-27 the score, 7 minutes and 41 seconds here on this third quarter clock. Troutdale County going to inbound. It was Eliza Jenkins with the defensive pressure in the backcourt, knocking it out of bounds. Belcher works into Donahoe, comes across the timeline, back to Belcher. She fires a three-pointer right wing, no good, rebounded by Simmons. She kicks it back out to Chloe Donahoe. Now Kaylin Donahoe fires the three, and it's good. She is red hot.
Yeah, she was another 5 feet behind the line that time again.
I think that's 4 3-pointers that Kaylin Donahoe has knocked down. She's got her team back to 30 now. Clay County 35. Lady Dogs lead by 5. Burchett travels with it inside. Costly turnover. 7:09 here on this third quarter clock. Trailsdale County inbound. What type of pressure are we seeing, Coach?
1-2-1-1. Not as aggressive as it is sometimes.
Trailsdale County beats that pressure. Corey Donahoe comes across the timeline, works to the right corner of the lane, shoots the jumper from free throw distance and knocks it down.
8-point lead went down to 3 real quick.
35-32, Clay County quickly back inside to Burchett. Shot up no good, got her on rebound. Putback was blocked by Simmons. I think it was clean, but they're going to say Simmons picks up her fourth personal foul. The Clay County folks who made the trip up here, you can probably hear them very displeased, and honestly, I don't blame them.
Yeah, I didn't really see a foul on that, but we'll take it.
Burchett at the line to shoot 2, misses the first. Riley, you know, she's
not very good. Yeah, she's
shooter.
Usually pretty good. She's hit one and one, hit one, missed one, then she's missed a couple bounces.
Yeah, she's 3 for 11 right now.
Yeah, that's not.
Make it 4.
Does hit that second one. On the season, it looks like Riley had hit 80 of 123 free throw attempts.
Now, that's good.
It is.
You got
freshman year.
Yeah. Lord, I used to, if I had somebody shooting 70%, I'd tickle to death.
Yeah.
Know? She's right at that.
Great play by Katie Arms right there to get the deflection, knocking off a Lady Yellow Jacket for the turnover, guys.
Clay County stealing a possession here. They work it inbounds. Arms has it at left wing, hands off to Jenkins. Jenkins now working against Kaylin Donahoe, gives it up to Copas. Copas at the top of the key, inside to Burchett, outside the arm. She thought about the three, decided better of it. Hands it back to Rachel. Rachel now works to her right. Hands off to Ashlock. Ashlock has yet to take a shot in this contest. She has said a lot tonight as we see Simmons tie up Burchett. And Trailsdale Kenny comes up with the ball. It went to the floor. It looks like Bradley kicked it out of bounds. And Trailsdale with it.
Ain't Simmons got 4 fouls?
She does, and she's playing.
I can't believe he's leaving her in there.
Unless I've made a mistake, I show her with 4.
And challenging, guys. Went up and blocked that shot with 4 fouls. His arm still
didn't
put it in.
Oh, good steal and score.
2 more points for Katie Arms. Clay County 38, Trailsdale 32. Belcher with it. Jenkins there defending her in the backcourt. Belcher beats the pressure, works ahead to Garrett, and it's thrown away. The pressure did disrupt the pass, and Clay County now with an opportunity to extend their 6-point lead, 38-32 the score.
He's got Donahoe, their point guard, out. Yeah, we should be able to cause them some problems with the press now without her in the game.
Copas with it, right wing, gives off the arms, back to Copas.
Inside the Burchett, works against Simmons. In the paint, shot no good. Simmons comes up with the rebound. Gives to Donahoe. Donahoe across the timeline, works ahead to Garrett.
Well,
Garrett fires the three. It's good. Second three-pointer she's hit tonight. 38-35. That's six three-pointers between Taylor Donahoe and Josie Garrett. Ashlock with it. Right wing for Clay County. Gives off to Copas. Copas drives baseline. Right side. Circles back up into the paint. Nice little pass to Burchett. Burchett at right block. Shots up good. Bradley leading Clay County, I believe, in scoring at this point.
You got 14, Daniel.
5 minutes and ticking. And another steal in the backcourt. Katie Arms comes up with it. A nice job by her as we come into down the stretch here in this second half. And we have a whistle on the floor. Riley Burchett, I looked away for a moment. I looked back. Burchett's laying on the floor. Torrey Simmons standing over. Coach Walker in the ear of the official. I don't know what the call was.
They called it out of bounds. That's what the call was.
Kind of
something happened, and I didn't really see it.
Clay County with the possession. They inbound it. Kaylin Donahoe knocks it back out of bounds. We'll try this again. They have switched ends of the court. Clay County shooting at the hoop to our left here in this second half. Copas with it out top. Inside the Burchett. In the paint. Kicks out Nashock. She fires a three. No good. Rebounded by Lady Yellowjacket. Looks like it's Kenley Brown. She hands off to Donahoe. Kaylin Donahoe across the timeline. Kicks over to Eversole. Eversole to Belcher. Belcher goes on baseline. Foul called against Riley Burchett. Burchett picks up her second personal of the contest. No Lady Bulldog has more than two fouls, that is. Clearly, several of them have more than 2 points.
See, Zoe Hayes at the desk over here, you're getting set to check in. Let's hope she can bring us a spark like she did to end that second half, or the first half.
7 points in the second quarter for Zoe Hayes. Two pointers and a three-pointer. Belcher hits the first of her free throws. And, Coach, I don't know that she's missed one tonight. Claire Belcher on free throw attempt.
Oh, no, I don't think she has.
You're all over it, Daniel.
I didn't realize
five for
you.
Five.
Okay. Oh, she missed that one. Bless her heart. 40-36. 4.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Copas with it. Left wing gives to Jenkins. Long two-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Copas. Put back no good. Kept alive by Simmons. She has it. Gives off to Kevin Donahoe. Donahoe across the timeline. Picks up the dribble. Hands off to Simmons. Simmons now to Belcher. Belcher back up top to Eversole, who looks very uncomfortable with it out behind the arc. Quickly hands back off to Kevin Donahoe. The guard now working against Zoe Hayes. Gives up to Eversole. She fires a three and hits it. She may not be comfortable dribbling out there, but she's comfortable shooting.
Yep.
Knocks it down from right wing, and the Lady Yellow Jackets just having a great night from behind the arc. Clay County on the offensive end. Riley Burchett. Shot up, no good. She's fouled by Simmons, and I thought that was her fifth, but apparently not. Surely they've not played her with four fouls this early. That is her fourth. Okay, we had her for one more than we thought. Still pretty early in this second half.
Yeah,
it is. Four. Burchett good.
Maybe
on
she's
her first
found the stroke on the foul shots.
A one-point lead now for Clay County. That score right, Thomas, 40-39. I didn't realize that Trousdale had tied it back up.
That little girl just came in. She's the one hit some threes against us down there. Kind of got them back in the game.
You are correct.
She had one other night against Jackson County, one or two.
Burchett misses her second free throw. Rebounded by Katie Arms. Put back no good, but they're going to say she was fouled. And I'm going to listen for the name here because I don't have her on my roster.
I think Satterfield's her name. No.
Clarissa Gross?
Something like that. Maybe that wasn't the one. I thought they said down there that the girl hit all those threes. Her name was Satterfield.
I think we were calling her that night. Number four, I believe she was wearing there is a Satterfield.
Oh, okay.
Arms at the line. She knocks down
both
of those three
throws. Yeah.
Just one of them, Thomas says.
Oh, it's one of them?
Yeah, they had the score wrong a while ago. It's supposed to have been 41-39. She made one, Daniel.
Okay.
42-39 now.
42-39. Lady Dogs in front. 3:49 to play, third quarter. This is elimination basketball. Winner goes on to face Pickett County in Friday's night semifinal. The loser goes home and gets ready for softball. Trailsdale County with the basketball. Three-pointer taken. Missed. Rebounded by Belcher. Put back good. 42-41. 1 point game. Clay County with the ball and the 1 point advantage. Arms right wing, drives inside, hands off to Burchett. Jump ball's going to be called between Belcher and Burchett. Possession arrow in favor of Clay County. Tokus to inbound from beneath Clay County's goal. 3:27 mark, third quarter. Clay County works it in. Zoe Hayes, three-pointer, left corner, no good. Rebounded by Copas, putback is no good. Rebounded this time by Copas again. Another putback, no good. Kirsten Ebersole comes down with the ball this time, and there's going to be a foul call against one of the Lady Dawgs.
We're going to get Burchett, Daniel.
That will be Briley's third personal. Do not need Briley to pick up a fourth here with 3:15 left in the third quarter.
No.
Trailsdale works it in. Kayla Donahoe has it. 2-on-1 advantage between her and Ebersole. She goes across the paint to Ebersole. Shot was no good, though. Kept alive by Ebersole. And they're going to have a foul called against Trailsdale County's number 22, Kayla Donahoe, I believe. No. The Lady Jackets applauding it. I believe it was Burchett. Riley Burchett picks up a cheap one.
Was on her?
Yes. I don't see how, but it was. And that is the fourth personal foul for Burchett. Lauren Weaver checks in for her. 3:04 remaining in the third quarter. Coach, that's not a good thing to have our leading scorer on the bench.
No.
3 minute mark, third quarter. Belcher with it out top, hands off to Donahoe. Donahoe now goes back over to Brown. Her 3-pointer is good. Every Lady Yellow Jacket that's fired from distance tonight has found her mark at some point in time. And we've got a Trailsdale lead deep in the third quarter. 44-42. Clay County trails by two. And Katie Orange is called for a travel. And all the momentum is the purple and gold way.
Yeah, we had an 8-point lead 4 minutes ago. Now we're down two.
The Lady Yellow Jackets have buried 8 threes in this contest, Daniel, and they didn't even make one in the second quarter.
Mm. Trailsdale with the ball. Zoe Hayes comes in, steals it. Her momentum carries her out of bounds, though. A great defensive hustle by the sophomore Zoe Hayes. However, she cannot come up with a turnover. Trailsdale to inbound from the sideline. Brown to take care of those duties. She works it into Donahoe, who's defended by Hayes. Kicks it back down to Brown. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebounded by Copas, who's going to be fouled by Ebersole. Ebersole over the back picks up her third personal. So we've got both premier post players, Tori Simmons and Bradley Burchett, on the bench, each with 4 fouls.
Yep.
2:32 remaining, third quarter, District 6A quarterfinal. Clay County 42, Trailsdale 44. Clay County does have the basketball. Cherokee Upton, Rachel Copas, Zoe Hayes, Marty Ashlock, and Katie Arms on the floor for fourth-year head coach Matt Walker. He has not lost a district quarterfinal game in his career, looking for his third consecutive sub-state appearance. Hayes with a running jumper right side of the lane, no good. Rebounded by Ebersole. Ebersole works across the timeline, defended by Copas. Kicks over to Belcher. She's at left block, in the paint, shot up, no good. Rebound, Cherokee Upton. Upton with it under pressure. From Gross, gets it out of her hands to Hayes. Hayes ahead to Arms. Arms going to be called for a double dribble.
Man.
2 offensive turnovers by Katie. Ball handling there. You don't see that much.
No. Well, he just need to settle down and get a shot every trip.
Trailsdale 44, Clay County 42. No points have been scored here in the last few minutes. 2 minutes left in this third quarter. And it looks like a potential travel by the Lady Yellow Jackets, who are right now having trouble getting it across the timeline. A steal by Copas. Shot good. Time ball game, 44-all. Timeout taken by Jared Hawkins and the Trailsdale County Lady Yellow Jackets. We're knotted up at 44, 1:50 left here at Livingston Academy.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back to action. Drowsdale County Security inbound. Ever so with it. She hands back off to
Brown. Are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed?
Gives off to Brown at right wing. I know a commercial's playing, but that's okay. Brown with it under pressure from Arms. Arms hands off to Hayes. We do apologize for the technical difficulties we've had. Coach Edwards takes care of that during football, Thomas. He never makes a mistake.
He doesn't, and he's sitting right here beside me. If I could just get him to run the computer, I'd be doing all right.
Rachel Copas with a steal on the inbound play. Gives off to Upton. She can't handle the ball, though. Cherokee steals it back, though, from Belcher. Hands off to Ashok. Ashok to Hayes. Hayes to Arms. Now back to Copas. Clay County settles it down. Long three-pointer taken by Copas. A little too short. Rebounded by Katie. Katie Arms with it, right wing. We are tied up at 44. A minute 10 left in this third quarter. Copas with it out top, gives to Arms, right wing. Works it back across to Copas. Copas in the paint, four-foot jumper, no good. Ebersol with the rebound. She hands off to Brown, Brown to Donahoe. Kaylin Donahoe across the timeline. Zoe Hayes swats it out of her possession, out of bounds. Trailsdale maintains possession. Hayes has played really well tonight.
Yes.
Been impressed with her, guys. She's grown up a lot here in that second quarter of this game, and she's just continuing to build on it here. Not necessarily scoring the points, but she looks like she belongs. She's got the confidence to play in a game like this.
We need it. Trousdale with the ball. Taylor Donahoe out top. Works across to Kinley Brown. Brown defended by Katie Arms. Goes inside to Belcher. She's working against the shorter Kelsey Roten. Running jumper from right block. No good. They're going to say Roten fouled, though. Kelsey picks up what's going to be her first personal of the contest. I think the fourth team foul against Clay County in this third quarter. Belcher at the line to shoot. 46 seconds remaining in the third. We're tied up at 44. Belcher hits. She has missed only one free throw tonight. I believe that makes her 9 of 10 or 8 of 9 now at this point. Second one's away. Also good. Trailsdale in front by two. 46-44. Clay County with the ball. 40 seconds and ticking here in this third quarter. Upton, three-pointer, right wing, no good. Got her on rebound. Ends up going out of bounds, though, with the basketball, I believe. Actually, they're going to say a foul against Trailsdale's number three, Kinley Brown. Upton was knocked out of bounds by her. Copas to inbound from the Clay County baseline. She works it into Upton, left corner. Cherokee gives off to Hayes. Hayes drives, kicks it to Ashlock. Ashlock, 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by Trousdale. Belcher has it. She's under heavy pressure from Hayes and Copas, and they're going to say a foul was committed by Clay County. Copas going to be called for that foul, her second of the contest. 21.4 seconds remain here in the third quarter. Belcher going to inbound at the opposite end of the court from the Trousdale goal. Full court pressure. Full court man pressure, it looks like, by Clay County. Offensive foul call. Kaylin Donahoe just ran over Teddy Arms, and that's the second charge she's drawn tonight.
That's good.
I think Donahoe will be done. No.
That's her third personal.
Okay. Simmons has got four.
Simmons
got
has four.
Okay.
Puts us in 1-1 on the next foul, though.
Coach Edwards said that he heard Chloe Donahoe had four. She has said this whole third quarter. That's the only thing that makes sense. So Simmons and Donahoe apparently with four fouls for Trousdale. Eight seconds left here. Now the five. Clay County with the ball. Upton out top. 3 seconds. Copas left corner. Drives inside. 1 second. Shots up. No good. Third quarter ends. Trousdale with a two-point advantage. 46-44. We've got 8 minutes left to settle this elimination basketball round of the District 6A quarterfinals.
Paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
With my mobile money from
back
Bank
here
Salina,
for this fourth and final quarter of this District 6A girls quarterfinal. Trailsdale with a 2-point advantage heading into the final frame. They also have the basketball. 46-44 the score. We still see no Tori Simmons and no Coy Donahoe for Trailsdale. Kaylin Donahoe has the ball. Sophomore defended by another sophomore, Zoe Hayes. They're going to say that Hayes stepped in and fouled, and she did get a little bit of a body lean against her. Yeah.
You know, we talked about Hayes offensively. She played great defense tonight, too. You know, her and Rachel Kropas trapping in the backcourt. She got Donahoe locked down right here, guys.
Kelsey Roten checking into the contest. On the floor for Clay County, Katie Arms, Zoe Hayes, Kelsey Roten, Eliza Jenkins, and Rachel Kopas. Riley Burchett has set for the last 4 minutes or so of game clock. She also has 4 fouls.
See Eliza Jenkins kind of mismatched underneath.
And quickly we see points added by Morgan White. Her 5th points of the contest. Katie Arms, 3-pointer, good. Left wing. Arms hits her 2nd 3-pointer. 48-47 the score. Trailsdale in front by 1. Belcher with it. Gives to Donahoe. Donahoe across the timeline. Defended by Hayes. Gives back to Belcher. Belcher at left corner. Hands off now to number 10. That's White. White tries to go back to Belcher. Her pass stolen. No by Kopas. Kopas quickly. Going to go coast to coast. All the way to the hoop. Shot's good. Clay County reclaims the lead. 49-48. They're in front. This one's back and forth. Going to be a great fourth quarter of action. Trailsdale with the basketball. White has it. Left wing. Inside to Eversole. Kicks it outside. 3-pointer taken by Brown. Misses everything. He goes out of bounds. Clay County ball. 6:56 left in this one. Mass substitution. Original 5 starters on the floor for Trailsdale. Tori Simmons, Coy Donahoe, Claire Belcher, Josie Garrett, and Kaylin Donahoe. Trailsdale, actually Clay County, playing with Upton, Hayes, Arms, Kopas, and Jenkins. Kopas out top, gives to Hayes, inside now to Jenkins, cross court to Kopas at left wing. Rachel checks out the defense, gives off to Katie, Katie to Zoe, Zoe inside to Eliza, back out to Kopas, fires a 3 left wing, yeah, knocks it down, a big shot. The last 2 Clay County possessions, 3-pointer hit by Arms, 3-pointer hit by Kopas. 6.5 minutes left. Trailsdale with the ball. Inside to Simmons. Shots up good. They're going to expose us with Burchett out.
Believe it or not, guys, that's Simmons' first bucket of the ball game.
What a great job Clay County's done with her. 52-50. Clay County leads. Upton with it. Left wing. Top of the key now. Gives to Hayes. Hayes inside to Jenkins. Out to Kopas. She goes baseline. Gets to the hoop. Reverse layup. Good. Rachel Kopas really turning on here. She's into double figures now. 5:55 and ticking. Clay County with what feels like a nice 4-point lead. 54-50. Volleyball left. Donahoe misses a 3-pointer. Rebound Katie Arms. Arms has it. She has numbers. 2-on-1. Kopas and Arms. Katie keeps it. Scores and goes to the line to shoot. She was fouled. Tries to complete this 3-point play the old-fashioned way. And Clay County now with all the momentum. Should
Dude,
be
Daniel,
56
that's...
to 50. They've not added the points, though. We see Weaver and Abby Head at the scores table. Head has yet to check into this contest. You'll be seeing her first action, and now the points are added, 56 to 50. The freshman coming in to play some big moments here in a big ball game.
Katie Arms at the line to shoot and one. 5:43 left. Arms too strong off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Jenkins. Jenkins loses the handle on it. Kaylin Donahoe comes up with the loose ball. She hands off to Chloe Donahoe. The older Donahoe across the line for Trousdale. Josie Garrett now gives it back off to sophomore Kaylin Donahoe. Claire Belcher now right wing. Good ball moving on the perimeter. Chloe Donahoe with it. Drives inside. Kicks it back out to Belcher. Belcher into the corner to Garrett. She fires a three. It's good. Trousdale shooting hot as well. They have all night, Coach. I think that's the ninth or tenth three-pointer. And a timeout's taken by head coach Matt Walker. 5 minutes and 12 seconds left in this contest. A lot of ball left. Clay County 56, Trousdale 53.
Fraud by setting alerts and controls. If you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game...
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. 5:12 left in the fourth quarter.
We've got Brady back in the game.
Burchett checks back in. First time in about a full quarter of game time she's been in the contest. She is playing with four fouls. Copas out top. Gives to Jenkins. Right wing. Back out to Copas. Copas back to Jenkins. Eliza dribbles to her left. Gives back to Rachel. Now Katie Arms left wing. Burchett high post. Dives into the paint. Kicks it back out to Katie. She hands back off to Rachel. Just good ball. Handling on the perimeter. Lauren Weaver goes baseline. 8-foot jumper. No good. Rebound Chloe Donahoe. Donahoe across the timeline. She's at the arc. Picks up the dribble. Hands to Kaylin Donahoe. She fires the three. No good. Rebounded by Tori Simmons. Simmons gives out to Garrett, who took an extra step and a whistle's blow. Handed off to Donahoe. Donahoe back to Garrett. She circles into the paint. Gives to Belcher. Now back to the hot hand, Kaylin Donahoe, who's defended by Rachel Copas. A screen set. She uses it to go to the left. Gives off to Belcher. Belcher in the paint. Almost throws it away. Josie Garrett comes up with a loose ball, though. 4:15 and ticking. Donahoe in the paint. Foul called against Katie Arms. They're saying the foul was on the floor. And that is the 17th foul. Donahoe at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1, I believe. Third personal for Katie Arms. Weaver checks out of the contest. Looks like Ashlock checks back in. Donahoe at the line. She hits the front end, earns the right to shoot the second. Clay County 56, Trousdale 54, 4:13 remaining in the contest. Senior Chloe Donahoe fires on her second attempt. It's also good. 1-point ball game, 56-55, Clay County with the ball. Copas across the timeline. She runs the point. Goes to Bradley Burchett at the free throw line. Burchett into the paint, running a jumper. Good. Bradley working against Tori Simmons. Simmons can't play real aggressively with four fouls.
No. Well, Bradley can't either.
True. Trousdale with it. Kaylin Donahoe, three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Copas. Clay County with a chance to go in front by two possessions. They lead by 3 points right now. They throw it away, though. Copas trying to feed Burchett. Burchett couldn't hang on the pass. Donahoe comes up with the loose ball. Comes back into the Trousdale front court. Hands to Belcher. Belcher at the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Chloe Donahoe. Her three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Simmons. Put back by her, no good. Rebounded by Belcher. And they're going to be fouled.
That's on Bradley. She'll be gone.
Coach Sims thinks it was Burchett picking up the foul. I see two. I see three. Bradley Burchett is eliminated from this contest after a great performance by the freshman. She only has played about 2.5 quarters of game time. Thomas, she exited with how many points?
She got 17, guys. I had a great game. We talked about the big three stepping up. Well, they have tonight. Burchett 17, Arms 17, Copas 15. So all three in high double figures, and it's still a three-point ball game, though.
Trousdale has played well.
They scored 55 points. You know, the game's not over. That's a big night for them.
Simmons now with the advantage down low as we saw that battle between her and Burchett all night long. Now Burchett's out. Simmons with the post advantage as Belcher has been so good from the line, hits the first of her two free throws. 58-56 the score. Belcher gets to shoot another. It's away. Also good. She's shooting around 95% on the night from the free throw line. 3 minutes and 25 seconds left. Clay County with the basketball and a one-point lead, 58-57. Copas looking for Jenkins at high post. Jenkins can't hang on. Torrey Simmons comes up with a loose ball. Just sloppy ball handling there by the Lady Bulldogs. And Trousdale now with the opportunity to take the lead in this contest. Remember, folks, this is the District 6A quarterfinal. The winner goes on and the loser goes on. 3 minutes left to settle it. Donahoe with it out top for Trousdale. Dribbles to her right. Tries to feed Simmons inside. Jenkins doing a nice job covering her up right now, though, with help from Copas.
She played a great defensive ball game tonight, too, Daniel. She guarded multiple positions, and now she's got the big girl inside.
And they find her. Jenkins was doing all she can, but Simmons gets the ball over the top of Jenkins, and Clay County now trails by one as Trousdale takes the lead, 59-58. Marty Ashlock with it, right block. Kicks it out to Upton. Upton to Copas. Copas in right wing drives. She's at right block. Loses the basketball. Picks it back up. Gives it to Jenkins. Her jumper no good. Missed everything. Rebound by Tori Simmons. Simmons hands off to Donahoe, who's under pressure from Copas and Jenkins. She gives it off to Belcher.
Got to get it close to 10 seconds, Daniel.
They finally.
That's it. They did.
Great defense by the Clay County ladies. And you called it, Thomas. The first call of that variety of the night. And Clay County, with the defensive pressure, creates a huge turnover.
That's Eliza Jenkins. Got that one started, guys. She didn't make the shot. The girl pulled down the rebound. She guarded her back and forth. And then I think it was maybe Copas that finished it off there.
Clay County with the ball. They inbound to Copas. 2 minutes and 10 seconds remain. Clay County does trail by one. Trousdale 59, Clay County 58. Katie Arms with it, left corner of the lane. Drives inside. Torrey Simmons blocks her shot. Trousdale with the ball. Coy Donahoe now in the backcourt. Gets to Belcher. Belcher across the timeline. She works off to Kaylin Donahoe at right wing. Trousdale playing slow, looking for a good shot. Donahoe inside to Simmons. They're going to say she was fouled from behind by Ashlock. The foul was on the floor, so Torrey Simmons will go to the line to shoot one and one. Ashlock picks up her third personal.
Not a bad foul there by Marley. Put Simmons on the line, make her earn it.
Trousdale, no secret about what they're doing, Coach. They're trying to go inside to Torrey Simmons.
Yeah, I would too.
The senior post player has the advantage with Brownlee Burchett on the bench, who is fouled out in this contest. Simmons releases on the first of her free throws. It's no good. It wasn't one and one. Jenkins comes down with the rebound.
Got a break. We just take advantage of it.
Clay County with it. Copas out top. Dribbles to her right. Now circles back. Gives off to Upton. She fires a long three, and it's no good. Rebounded by Donahoe. Donahoe comes across the timeline. Trousdale now with the opportunity to kill time if they want to. Jenkins, though, not going to have it.
Wow.
If she steals it,
Simmons
is going to be fouled out of this contest. If she ran over Eliza Jenkins, and the Trousdale fans can't stand it.
They could have got her about 3 minutes ago on over the back. They didn't do it.
I agree.
Oh, you're wrong.
They called it on us.
Jenkins is called for the foul.
Oh, man.
Now the Clay County fans, their voices be heard booing against that call.
Oh,
and
wrong.
We see Torrey Simmons at the line to shoot the front end of it's not the front end of a 1-1. It's double bonus now, Coach. She's shooting two.
Man, that's a terrible call.
Minute 18 left in this one. Trousdale with a one-point lead, 59-58. Torrey Simmons at the line to shoot two. Misses the first.
I can't believe they called that.
The Clay County student section happened to be disciplined, it looks like, by the head official, telling them what they can and can't do as the Trousdale players are shooting free throws.
Good to see those guys turn out down there. It's most of the basketball team, I think, trying to get these Lady Bulldogs fired up.
Minute 18 left in this fourth quarter. Simmons at the line. Releases the second free throw. It's good. A two-point lead for Trousdale. 60-58. On the floor for Clay County, Upton, Copas, Ashlock, Arms, and Jenkins. Copas gives to Katie Arms. Free throw line jumper. No good. Rebound Simmons. Simmons hands off to Donahoe. Clay County now got a foul as Copas comes up, sending Coy Donahoe to the line to shoot two. It is double bonus. This is not where Clay County wants to be. A minute 5 left in the contest. They do trail by 2, 60-58, and Donahoe, the senior guard, at the line to shoot two free throws. I'd rather have her there is Claire Belcher, though, who's had a brilliant night from the charity stripe.
She made her last two, Daniel. Donahoe did.
Donahoe hits that one. A three-point lead now for Clay County. Cherokee Upton checks out. Kelsey Roten checks in. A timeout is taken by Matt Walker. I would say this will be a full one, and it is. We'll play two ads here. 1:05 left in the fourth quarter. Trousdale 61, Clay County 58. Is over.
Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer, now known as PMI Biopharma Solutions, which will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. Biopharma Solutions offers an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's PMI Biopharma Solutions. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operations today.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here in Livingston, Trousdale 61, Clay County 58. Corey Donahoe at the line to shoot her second free throw. It's away, no good. Rebounded by Kelsey Roten. She hands off to Copas. 1 minute left. Clay County trails by three. Copas with it, drives right block. Shots, no good. Rebounded by Donahoe, and she's fouled by Liza Jenkins. Corey Donahoe going to go back to the line to shoot two. If she can hit just one of them, it'll be a two-possession game.
Well, not a bad shot there by Copa. She drove the lane, had the little jumper, just couldn't get it to go,
yeah.
Coach.
Yeah, I mean, we got to shoot it. We're down three and less than a minute to go. You can't mess around too long. Yeah, she had a good shot. She just didn't make it.
Sure did. And we want Rachel and Katie to be the one taking those shots. Donahoe hits the first of her two free throws, making it a 4-point, two-possession game. This thing just got a little bit harder for Clay County. Donahoe on the second free throw, also good. 5-point lead, not a big difference between 4 and 5 per se. 55 seconds of ticking. Clay County with it. Copas out top, gives to Arms. Katie goes to the floor, does not travel, gives to Copas. She fires a three, no good. Tipped alive by Roten, actually it goes out of bounds. Trousdale basketball. Clay County going to have to foul immediately here and not let much time get away. I guess, do you foul immediately, Coach? Do you play it out, try to force it over with good defense?
If you don't get a steal pretty quick, you got to put them on the line. Hope they miss.
Copas is called for the foul. And we see Kaylin Donahoe going to go to the line, the sophomore guard who's had such a great night here, shooting the three ball. Hopefully she'll miss on some of these free throws. 43 seconds left.
You guys, Clay County hadn't gotten on the board since Burchett went to the bench when they fouled out. It's been all Trousdale County since then.
Taylor Donahoe releases on the first free throw, and she hits it. It's a 6-point game. Two possessions at the best right now. She does get to shoot a second. This could make it a 3-possession game. 64-58 the score as Donahoe prepares to shoot the second free throw. She releases. No good. Rebounded by Trousdale County.
That could have been over the back right there.
She loses it out of bounds. And also, like Coach said, I think she's going to get the foul call.
No, they didn't call a foul.
No foul. Okay. Garrett did come over the back.
They would have put us on the line.
Shoot a three here, Coach, or get a quick one.
Whatever. If you get something quick.
Clay County ball. Katie Arms shot the three, but it was partially deflected by Donahoe, and it goes out of bounds. Clay County getting an inbound from beneath their own goal. 33.4 seconds on the clock. Trailsdale leads by six. Copas inbounds to Arms. Arms with it, right wing. Fires a three. No good. Rebounded by Corey Donahoe. Donahoe gives off to Belcher. Belcher fouled by Katie Arms. It's going to take a whole lot right now, folks, for Clay County.
Yeah, this is about gone.
25.7 seconds on this clock. Trousdale 64, Clay County 58, Claire Belcher at the line to shoot two. And that's what's hurt us right here down this stretch. It's been double bonus every trip they've made. Yeah. They've got to shoot two. Of course, they've hit them, so it wouldn't have mattered anyway.
Yeah. We got a shot to fall in the last 2 minutes.
Belcher misses on that free throw. Still a two-possession game right now, 64-58.
It's time's definitely a factor now, 25 seconds.
Belcher fires, misses that one. Rebounded by Copas. 24 seconds of ticking. Rachel with it, top of the key, hands off to Upton, back to Copas. Copas picks up the dribble, hands off to Katie Arms. Down to 15 seconds, Katie running, jumper, right block, no good, rebound Simmons. Now Donahoe, now she gets ahead to Kaylin Donahoe, crosses the timeline, 7 seconds now. This one's going to end, but Tori Simmons adding 2 more points. This District 6A quarterfinal officially goes in the books. Trailsdale County 66, Clay County 58. Matt Walker and his Lady Bulldogs being sent to the house. Their season ending here. Their final record 18-10 to finish out this season. Final score in this one, 66 Trailsdale, Clay County 58. We'll come back and wrap it up on the Farm Bureau postgame show after a word from our sponsors.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of Lady Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer, now known as PMI Biopharma Solutions, which will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. Biopharma Solutions offers an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's PMI Biopharma Solution. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. Clay County Lady Bulldogs season ends here at Livingston Academy tonight. Final score, Clay County 58, Trousdale County 66, and then elimination District 6A quarterfinal. Clay County ends their season with an 18-10 record. We'll go ahead and talk about this for a little bit downhearted. And just to tell you the truth, Coach Thomas and I, obviously all huge fans of the Lady Dogs, and it was a tough one tonight. Trousdale County played great, guys.
They did, and, you know, they jumped. They played great early, and they got out to a 17-12 lead, led by five at the end of the first quarter. Then we saw the Clay County, we know well, guys, they rallied, outscored them 21-10 in the second quarter to go up six at halftime, actually extended it to an eight-point lead there in the third quarter. But that's when Trousdale County came on, outscored us 21-11 in the third and 20-14 in the fourth, guys. And we were up 6 points about midway through the fourth quarter. They outscored us 11-2 down the stretch to win this ball game by a final score of 66-58. So 8-point ball game in the end. But, you know, Clay County's right there in it. They made 9 threes, guys. And it's not just that. They were probably 9-for-12.
Yeah, they did.
You know, I didn't keep up with their attempts.
They shot it really good.
This is what tournament play is all about. You know, you got to play well at the right time. And Trousdale County did that. Clay County didn't.
Yeah, I thought when Bradley fouled out, that was probably the turning point of the game.
Right,
you know,
no
it was
doubt.
Like 3.5 minutes to go. And it was somewhere around a tie game. You know, from that point on, we just didn't get a whole lot done.
We didn't score.
On either end, you know.
We didn't score after she hit
the beat. Really? Didn't score at all? Yeah, I didn't realize that. But, yeah, that definitely was the turning point of the game for us because, you know, we got some pretty good shots, but you know, we just missed them. We could have played better, but we didn't play that bad, I didn't think. You know, like you said, Trousdale played really good tonight.
They did.
And I expected them to. I thought, you know, going in at this – I really thought we'd win, but I thought it could be a really close game. But
the thing that concerned me was Trousdale County's a pretty senior-heavy team. You know, they've got Donahoe and Simmons both that are seniors. I know those two. We've only got the one. Those girls knew this was their last basketball game of their lives if they lose it.
I said before, you know, Donahoe missed, set out a lot with fouls, but, you know, she missed most of the year. She hadn't played just the last about month. So, you know, she's really not got in – good swing of playing yet. So, you know, no doubt her being on the court helps them because their ball handling and passing is pretty suspect against the press without her on the floor.
Yeah.
You know, when she's out there, she kind of keeps everybody settled down. And, you know, we didn't have the cause them to turn it over near as much when she was on the floor as we did when she wasn't on the floor.
Well, I go back to, like you said, Clay County didn't play bad.
No.
You know,
no.
Trousdale County played well. We played good defensively. Until we lost Burchett there late. You know, Simmons didn't score until the fourth quarter, guys, and then she had seven in the fourth down the stretch. That's a good defensive ball game against a pretty good player inside.
You know, our game plan was, you know, to guard her and we get weak side help, and we did that pretty good in the first half. And then she kind of helped us, too. She got in foul trouble, had to set out some. But, you know, once Bridie went out, we didn't have anybody could match with her at all. And the weak side help was slow getting there a couple times when she scored, so – you know, she had it pretty easy after Bridie went out.
Right. And they had three in double figures, guys, led by Kaylin Donahoe's 15 points. She buried four threes from distance. That was the big thing early on. Clara Belcher, most of it from the free throw line, had 13. Josie Garrett had 10. Then you had three with seven. Simmons, Eversole, and Chloe Donahoe. And Chloe got all of those down the stretch from the free throw line, guys. Those were big free throws for the senior there.
That's, you know, she's doing what she was made to do, senior guard, bringing it home.
Yeah, and then for Clay County, we called them out early on, or I did.
Yeah.
And Tipsy's take, the big three needed to step up, but they did.
We scored no points to win the ball game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we scored, 58?
Yeah.
That'll win you at least 9 out of 10 games in high school girls basketball if you play defense at all. But sometimes it don't. That's one up.
Both in all three in high double figures. Burchett was 17, Arns was 17, Copas was 15. Zoe Hayes, those 7 points in that big second quarter. And then Eliza Jenkins with a bucket, guys.
Just not enough help from everybody else in that, offensively speaking.
Right. because Trousdale got some help from five or six players. You know, you said that two or three was seven, a couple in double figures, and we didn't have that. After our top three, we didn't have much.
Going to play one more quick set of ads, come back and announce tonight's TDS top performer. This is the Farm Bureau Post Game Show on the Horizon Sports Network.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their seven local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldog.
Back here for the final time tonight here on the Horizon Sports Network from Livingston Academy. Clay County season was put to an end tonight. Final score, Clay County 58, Trousdale County 66 here in this District 6A quarterfinal elimination contest. It is time for us to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game. We had to go with freshman Briley Burchett for two big reasons. Number one, what she did while she was on the floor, but more importantly, for what happened while she was off the floor. She got in foul trouble. She sat for about a quarter and a half there, a full game time tonight. And during that quarter, she was sitting at the end. We see Trousdale expose us on the post with Tori Simmons scoring, and we don't produce offensively without her on the floor. Briley just impacts the game so much when she's on it and when she's off of it. Just another great night for the freshman.
It was, Daniel. She had 17 points tonight. And, you know, her final bucket came with about the three-minute mark, guys. Clay County had a three-point lead at that time. We're up 58-55, and then we don't make a basket the rest of the way without Briley Burchett in the lineup. That's how you tell who's the MVP of a ball game. And, you know, she's done it all year long, guys. Led this team in scoring as a freshman. Coach, you don't know more about it than I have, but you just don't see that much.
No, you sure don't. She's been as much of an impact for our team as probably any freshman I ever had all those years I coached, and I had some good ones.
Yeah, but, saying something.
But they might have had a little more help with them, you know, some of them. But she's no doubt she's had a great year. She should have a great career. You know, the next 3 years she should just get better. She's going to work, hopefully, and, you know, develop a few more moves, a few more shots. And you know, I never had one that didn't get considerably better after the freshman year. I don't care how good they were the freshman year. So if she'll just work, she's got a real bright future in front of her.
No doubt about it. And you got to talk about her on the defensive end too, guys. Undersized against Simmons. Held her scoreless the first three quarters.
Yeah, against the senior there. Freshman against the senior. And you mentioned it early on, Thomas. You saw the kind of the will and determination she is playing with. Burchett don't play like a freshman. She's playing like an upperclassman, like a veteran player. She's a competitor. We've talked about that before. Some people's just got it. Well, she's got it. She brings it. Seldom do you see her playing ball when she's not bringing everything she's got, and she did tonight.
Right.
Tonight's TDS top performer was Briley Burchett, and it was brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. This does wrap up the season for fourth-year head coach Matt Walker and his Lady Bulldog team. They finished the year 18 and 10 overall. I'm going to say it was not too – we're disappointed with where it ended, but honestly, it was a good year for them. They lost seniors Taylor Strong and Kenzie Arms last year. I think everybody was expecting a little bit of a lull this year, and we didn't really see a ton of drop-off in quality. The girls played great. We only had one senior on this squad, so everybody's coming back with the exception of Kelsey Roden. Let's talk for just a minute, guys, about Kelsey as we have our last girls' broadcast of the season. She's meant a whole lot to Coach Walker. This is she's the first girl that he's had all 4 years. He's a fourth-year head coach. She's the only senior. So I'm sure that she's special to him in that regard. Just a great player, a great teammate, a leader. We've not seen her play as many minutes as some of the younger players, but you never see her pout about it. You never see her complain. She goes out and does what she's asked to do, don't you think, Coach?
No doubt. I mean, coach long enough, you'll have players like Kelsey. You know, they want to play, and you know she's not a bad player. She's kind of undersized, you know, not much of a scorer, but you know, it means a lot to have a real good person. You know, she's a great student, finished, you know, salutatorian in her class, and yeah, I'd like to have those every year. Those good kids that you don't have to worry about getting in trouble and stuff like that. And you know, like I said, she's had a good career. You know, everybody's not going to be a star. A lot of it's just, you know, the teamwork that you learn, you know, playing on a team and so forth, and it'll help her, I guarantee you, in life, being on this ball team.
And like you said, she's led by example, guys.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, handling adversity well, you know, not getting the minutes and showing these young girls, hey, it's about the heart and the effort you give day in, day out, practice, whenever, and Kelsey Roden was that person for Coach Walker.
Certainly was. Guys, final thoughts before we sign off tonight. Other than Coach Sims, we greatly appreciate you. I guess you're officially done here for the season.
Hey, okay.
We hope you'll continue coming back doing this as long as we're running the Horizon Sports Network.
I'll try to.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure to have Coach Sims here. He really brings a lot to the broadcast. I know folks enjoy having you, and I just want to say thanks.
I enjoy it. Thank you.
This was the last girls broadcast of the season. We're not done here at the Horizon Sports Network, though. We'll be back on our Saturday night here in Livingston Academy. That contest will be at 6 o'clock. The boys, who are the number one seed, will be playing the winner of the Pickett County Redbone Springs game that will take place tomorrow night. That will be semifinal action when we're back on air. So please join us Saturday night for head coach Rob Edwards and his 24-3 Bulldogs as they start their journey into this District 6A tournament. Thanks for listening.